An opioid 50 times more potent than heroin is eclipsing that drug as the source of fatal overdoses. In Massachusetts, a new report from the State Department of Public Health shows 3/4 of the men and women who've died of overdoses were killed by the opioid drug fentanyl. WBUR's Martha Biebinger looks at the unique and difficult challenges both diplomats and drug enforcement agents face as they try to slow the supply of increasingly deadly opioids.
The latest chart of overdose deaths in Massachusetts shows a climbing blue line labeled fentanyl. Pick a spot on that line in mid-August and picture a big, affable 40-year-old man from Everett named Joe Salemi. He overdosed at his mom's home after almost 25 years of heroin use. Salemi had OD'd before, but this time his 70-year-old mother couldn't revive him. Salemi's brother Anthony says he was pretty sure at the time that there must have been something besides heroin in the syringe that contained his brother's last hit.
I knew deep in my mind it was going to be the stuff that everybody's talking about now, fentanyl, because I never thought straight heroin would kill him.
Salemi knew about fentanyl. He'd been prescribed the powerful painkiller after surgery in 2006. Salemi warned his younger brother about reports that dealers were adding an illicit version of the drug to heroin, sometimes promising a more intense high. Buyers rarely know for sure if there is fentanyl in the tiny plastic bags of powder they get or how much. Drug experts say just a few grains is enough to kill most users. Late last month, Salemi says the state medical examiner's office confirmed his suspicion. Joe overdosed on fentanyl.
It just seems like the dealers and the drugs are just ravaging the whole country. The supply just keeps coming in. No matter how many cops you put at the border, it keeps coming in. Please do something, because this is scary.
The Obama administration agrees that fentanyl is a major concern and says agencies are doing a lot. But reducing the supply is complicated. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid made from chemicals, unlike heroin made from poppies. Drug enforcement agents say clandestine labs across China are the main source of the drug. It's shipped to Mexico, where drug cartels mix it into heroin or press it into blue, pink, or white tablets that look like prescription anxiety or pain pills. The powder or pills are delivered to dealers or directly to users via the internet or darknet, an area used for illegal purchases. Kara McDonald is at the International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Bureau of the State Department.
Synthetic drugs are a real winner, right? Because they're easy to make, they're cheap to produce, they're not dependent on a season or weather like the plant-based drugs, and with the distribution system through mail order, they can be delivered directly to the door in some cases like a pizza.
The profit margin is huge, as high as 50,000%. Russ Baer, a spokesperson for the DEA, says it costs $3,000 to $4,000 to produce a kilo of fentanyl, a little over 2 pounds, which is then added to cheap fillers and pills or bags sold as heroin.
Drug traffickers involved in wholesale distribution of those products can yield close to $1.5 million off that 1 kilogram.
Baer says the DEA has 6 agents who operate out of Beijing and work closely with China's Ministry of Public Security. The Chinese established controls on 116 new chemicals last year, including 19 types of fentanyl, which Baer says helped reduce the supply of some types of the drug. But there, says Baer, is the catch.
Once we control a substance, whether it be here in the United States or in China, for example, the drug manufacturers simply change a molecule, tweak a molecule in an attempt to circumvent the law.
Keeping up seems nearly impossible.
We're identifying 1 to 2 new synthetic substances every week.
The United Nations counted more than 600 new psychoactive drugs last year. Not all of those are fentanyl-related compounds. If they are similar to fentanyl, the DEA can file trafficking charges here in the U.S. But the new drugs are not illegal in many countries. McDonald at the State Department is working through the UN and with individual nations to make sure police everywhere can identify new drugs and prosecute dealers.
The international control system is working at about a rate of 10 per year to control these new psychoactive substances. So it doesn't take a mathematician to identify that we have a real challenge here. We have a real issue.
To get in front of production, the State Department and a group of U.S. senators are asking the U.N. to ban two key ingredients used to make fentanyl. McDonald and Baer at the DEA say slowing demand for and the supply of fentanyl and other opioids has become an urgent priority. But some physicians, families who've lost loved ones, and lawmakers say the Obama administration is doing too little too late to tackle the epidemic. U.S. Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts says it's time to make the illegal production and trafficking of fentanyl the top policy issue in relations with China and Mexico.
Far many more people are going to die from this than any threat from nuclear weapons or any devastation that's caused by an imbalance in trade.
Speaking of trade, there's one thing about adding fentanyl to bags of heroin or to pills that just doesn't make sense to Anthony Salemi, whose brother Joe overdosed in August.
I don't get it. I guess these guys want dead customers because that's what's happening. One by one, they're losing all their customers to death.
The DEA offers a sobering perspective. While about 80 Americans will die today after an overdose, another 580 will try heroin, or what they think is heroin, for the first time. Baer at the DEA says trying to stop the supply of opioids is part of the solution, but so is tackling demand by addressing addiction as a disease.
So the community needs to embrace these folks, create treatment opportunities. We need to educate the public. It's the number one priority, and it represents a public health crisis that all of us must work together to try to resolve.
Law enforcement agents across Massachusetts are working on prevention and reaching out to patients who've OD'd, but they are desperate to reduce the flow of fentanyl. There's no sign that supply or demand is shrinking. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.